Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins. Hey, beauty fam, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Jill Dunn, and I'm here with Carlene Higgins, as always. Hey, Carlene.
Hello. How are you, Jill?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. I know summer's winding down. We just had like our back to school episode last week where we did teen skin, and I felt like that was just, we had never really covered that topic before. And actually, I feel like we've had a lot of people messaging us already and being like, thank you for covering this, because there's just not enough. Other than TikTok, there's actually not a lot of content geared toward teens. And
yeah, TikTok, they're on a journey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, listening to Shawnee Darden, she's definitely like, you know, such a guru in the space, and she's got tweens herself. So it was really fun listening to all of her tips. But yeah, so in today's episode, you guys, just to give you a little bit of an overview, what we're going to do is Carlene and I are going to catch up on some news that we haven't been able to talk to each other about yet. This is, I guess, a behind the scenes of what our Slack chats are like. We're also going to talk about some industry news and some hot topics that I know have been like setting the beauty world on fire over the last few weeks. And then we're going to talk a little bit about a couple of products that we're loving right now. And we're going to look ahead and give you a little bit of a teaser as to some of the products that we're looking forward to trying the most this fall, right?
That's right. So let's get into it. Let's get started. I think we have to talk about our Breaking Beauty scrunchies, which have sold out in the jumbo size and also the bundle with all three sizes. So I know we had like one disappointed fan in our DMs that we didn't have those sizes left, but this is really like a limited drop. Who knows? Will we have more? We're not sure. But the good news is we still have pieces available in the just right kind of medium size and also the small size. So get them while they're hot.
And if you guys have never heard about these, this was our first merch drop ever. And they're really great scrunchies made from sustainable terry. They're literally as soft as a bunny. They're in this perfect cotton candy pink. I've been wearing all three sizes all summer, and they're just like so much fun and a really great summer item. So I think you guys will want to check those out. They're in the Dear Media shop. So we'll link to that in our show notes. And thank you for all the support for everybody who's been sharing pictures with us of the scrunchies in their hair when they received them. And I actually had a DM from one of the influencers we had sent it to, Samantha. She's an influencer here in Toronto, and she actually has a hairless cat, Carlene. And she was wanting to put the jumbo size scrunchie on her hairless cat. And so she was like, stay tuned. I don't know if he'll let me do it. But I was like, oh my God, please send us that photo. Like, so there's a lot of ways you can use it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And speaking of merch, of course, I think we've announced this already. We are working on a phase 2 drop coming this fall. We just are getting started with the designs and the pieces. We always want to hear from you. What do you want to wear most from Breaking Beauty? You know, is it a t-shirt? Is it socks? Is it, I don't know, a sweatband? Tell us. And colors and all that kind of good stuff. We definitely want to deliver what it is that you guys want.
I have to say our new logo is looking pretty swag, and some of the designs we have for our apparel, whatever we choose to drop with first, I can't wait to wear it and just get cozy for the fall season, you know?
Me too.
Pausing to share a back-to-school must-have hair tool from Conair. So who doesn't love a beachy wave vibe all year long? But no one wants to wake up early to get the look. Am I right? Especially on a school day. So I want to give you the scoop on the easiest and fastest way to get the look, and it's with the Conair Double Ceramic Triple Barrel Waver. And what makes this tool a total game changer is the design of the barrel itself. The total surface area it covers is about the size of a credit card, and that just means you can work so much faster to get the look that you want. And when I put it to the test, it's a really simple technique. So I sectioned my hair, and then I clamped the waver horizontally starting at the root, held it for about 8 seconds, and then just repeated that movement down to the ends. I was able to style my whole head in like about 10 minutes, which is really quick. What I liked about the design is that it ensures continuous, uniform, effortless waves. There's no clamp marks at all. And I never had to go over a section more than once. And that's thanks to what they call this double ceramic technology. And that's going to deliver even heat, give you that fast styling and those long lasting results. So hello, you are selfie ready on campus, and you can skip those pricey salon visits. And it has 30 different heat settings so you can customize to your hair type. It heats up really quickly. And my favorite part, I think, is that praise be, there's even an auto off timer. So that gives you that peace of mind when you're going about your day. You don't have to worry that your styling tool is still on. So get your waver delivered to your door just in time for back to school. Ordering this back to school essential for beautiful bombshell waves is easy. Just go to conair.com and search waver. That's conair.com and search waver. We'll link directly to the waver on our blog and in our show notes. Now back to today's show.
How do I ask my boss for a raise? I'm so jealous of my coworker's promotion. I just don't know what to do. Is there a good way to brag about my accomplishments, you know, without sounding like a complete jerk? Careers are complicated, and there are so many hush-hush topics we're told we can't talk about. That's why you have the Career Contessa podcast, a weekly advice show that takes your workplace dilemmas and offers you a better way forward. I'm your host, Laura McGoodwin, and each week I'm joined by experts to help you overcome your workplace woes with actionable advice that you can use today. Subscribe to the Career Contessa podcast and make progress in your career every Tuesday.
So Jill, I know you're always combing the internet on what's poppin'. So what have I missed? You know, I was at a resort in Ontario last week. There were literally deer that were outside of like the gazebo where we were having dinner. It was so idyllic. So I stayed off the internet. I know that's shocking. Yes. So like, what have I missed?
Okay, well, Rihanna's a billionaire. I don't know if you caught her Instagram feed where the day after the Fenty Beauty perfume sold out, she was like sitting in bed eating caviar, and that's what she posted. And it was just the greatest moment of all time. So she's officially a billionaire and deserves every penny, in my opinion, and probably will never ever do music again, because like, why would she? Or if she does, she's taking her sweet time to do it. So in the meantime, she's created a business worth $1 billion. So kudos to her. And something that just came to my attention that I think our listeners would be really interested in is that Sephora has just announced the return of Sephoria. Yes, again, that's pronounced Sephoria. I know one time we talked about that and people thought I didn't know how to say the word Sephora, but Sephoria is... It's a one-of-a-kind sort of interactive experience with the retailer Sephora, and they're doing it as a virtual house this year, and it's going to be on September 18th.
Interesting.
Yeah, so they're really doing it like a 3D game environment. So they're featuring these interactive beauty houses with multiple rooms to explore. So there's this home theater room, there's a family room, there's a loft room, a sunroom, and a backyard. So in the backyard, for instance, it's a place to get together and celebrate. And it just says, you never know who may join the fun, wink. And so the brands that are going to be participating are Fenty Beauty, Rare Beauty, and then they also have a lot of their Accelerate brands. So people from Topicals and Bread Beauty Supply. So they're shining a light on a lot of BIPOC founders as well. Shani Darden Skincare is going to be there. Of course, she was just on our show last week. So a lot to explore. It sounds really cool. I'll be interested to see if people get excited about the virtual aspect of this.
Well, I guess what I'm curious about, Jill, is there a fee? Because, I mean, when we went, which was a couple of years ago, I think it was the first one we went. Was it the first one we went to or the second one? I can't even remember. But, you know, it was not inexpensive, but you got a really swag gift bag. Like, it was good. You got full size of all these pieces and there were different levels that you could purchase and it gave you even more products and even more savings. So how does that kind of work with this virtual one?
So based on what I've seen so far, you do have to register and I'm not sure what the registration... Okay, so the virtual event is free and then you can... Anyone can join in, which I think is pretty cool. And then they have experience kits, Carlene, that are like add-ons. So the experience kit number one, okay, it looks like it's already sold out. It would be $40 and it's got $150 worth of product. So full-size products from like Danessa Myricks Beauty, the Inky List, Amika, and then travel-size products from like Dr. Dennis Gross and Surprises. And then they have...
Is there anything that's not sold out yet though?
And then they have a second experience kit too. And it looks like it's also sold out.
People love the savings. They love the Sephora savings. I mean, they love the Sephora brands and then you honestly save so much money. So... Hopefully, they'll have more available.
Yeah, it's really cool looking at this list of participants and like how many of these people have actually been on our show, like Patrick Ta, Shani Darden, Jackie Ina, Hiram, Jonathan Van Ness, and they're adding more as, you know, I'm sure they, you know, they're ironing out all the details now. So I love it. And if you guys are planning to go or you do attend, let us know what you think of it.
Okay, so what else is happening? What I miss?
Okay, so pretty exciting. Looks like Ariana Grande is getting into the beauty game. She trademarked her own brand called REM, and it has a billboard in Times Square already, and I think it's going to be dropping within the first week of September. She already, of course, has a fragrance by that name, but I think it's going to be like more makeup-based.
Actually, this touches on... So, guys, next week, we have actually a pod swap going on with Marianna Hewitt. And we actually talk about the 7 beauty trends that will be everywhere this fall. And of course, we had to include celebrity beauty as one of those topics. So if you're interested in hearing more on this topic about who else is launching this fall, you have to tune in. That's Tuesday. We'll be on Life with Marianna. And then the next day on Wednesday, she'll be on our show talking about the iconic Summer Fridays jet lag mask and how it came to be, along with her savvy business advice and the exact products in her makeup and hair routine. But, you know, these things are happening so fast. And Jill, I was talking about the celebrity beauty trends and what's coming. And just this morning, I read on WWD that Iggy Azalea is launching a cosmetics line as well called Totally Plastic, inspired by Y2K beauty. And that was not on my radar. So you won't hear that in the episode on Tuesday, but I know some of them are just like, honestly, question mark. But yeah, so the celebrity brands, they just keep rolling.
Yeah. And I'm really interested to see who's going to monetize this whole celebrity bathing thing that keeps popping up in the news. So it all started with like, I don't know if you saw this, but Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, they went on a podcast and they talked about how they don't really bathe their children every day. They're just like, whatever, the dirt's good for them, blah, blah, blah.
No, and parents
then,
do.
And then, well, it had a pretty significant backlash because everyone's like COVID, blah, blah, blah. You know, like it did ruffle some
feathers.
I know
enough parents to know that I'm not the only one who doesn't bathe my kids every day. Like most people I know don't. So just saying, but sure, some people might have a different opinion.
Yeah. And they said that. And then Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, they kind of defended them and just said, I'm a big fan of waiting for the stink, said Kristen Bell. So there was all of that. And then Jake Gyllenhaal gave an interview with Vanity Fair and he said that more and more I find bathing to be less necessary at times, he admits. I do think there's a whole world of not bathing that is also really helpful for skin and maintenance, and we naturally clean ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then somebody tweeted out, okay, I get it. Jake Gyllenhaal licks himself like a cat. But just part of this deeper conversation, but there's this whole category of things like that. If you're rich and white and you do them, it's classy. But if you're poor or from a lower socioeconomic status, you're trashy. So for instance, a lot of people of color were saying that, like, how dare these like privileged white celebrities go around saying they, oh, I don't need to bathe, blah, blah, blah. Like, whereas like they grow up in a lot of cases and get bullied saying they smell, they don't bathe. And so it's actually provoked a lot of really deeper conversations, which I find very interesting.
It's interesting. And I think it just goes to show that any topic in beauty has so many more angles. And we've talked about this so many times on our show and why we are so interested in beauty, because it is so much, sounds like a cliche, but it goes beyond skin deep. Like it really, and I think it's because it's about self-image, which is really personal to all of us. And it just, you know, everything to do with socioeconomics and how we perceive ourselves and others is wrapped up in this category of beauty. And that's why you can be talking about bathing your kids and have it kind of explode into a much larger, engaging conversation. So,
yeah. And someone else gave a good example that, because there's been people talking about this on Twitter and on Reddit. And somebody said, asking for money. When you're poor, it's begging. When you're rich, it's a fundraiser. True.
True. Or like listening to the Daily podcast. I was listening to how none of the billionaires in the world actually pay taxes, and how the way that they essentially make money is just by constantly borrowing money. So that's another example, you know.
And having other people raise your kids. That was another one that came up. Mm-hmm. Police escorts, having fake teeth. The list goes on.
This episode is brought to you in part by Talkspace. So after I had my first kid, I didn't know it at the time, but I was suffering from postpartum depression. Having a new baby was the happiest time of my life. So why was I waking up crying every morning in those first 3 weeks? I felt out of control, and I didn't really feel up to seeing my friends to introduce them to the new baby either, which I kind of felt like everyone else thought was really weird. Somehow, it wasn't until months later that I realized I really could have used some professional help around that time. I just lacked the perspective in the moment to see it. Second time around, I got wise. I went to see a therapist before I delivered, while I was still pregnant, and I felt better just knowing she was there if I needed her. Right now, as so many of us are going through big life changes, like going back into the world after working from home for so long, it's going to take some time to feel quote unquote normal again. That's why prioritizing our mental health is so important. The Talkspace app makes it easy to connect with a licensed therapist on your schedule without having to wait weeks before your next appointment. It's so convenient. You can send and receive unlimited messages with your dedicated therapist right in the app. And you can schedule live video sessions with your licensed therapist from literally anywhere in the world. So start feeling better with a single message. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BEAUTY. That's $100 off when you use code BEAUTY at Talkspace.com. And now back to today's show. Okay, and what is the deal with the Met Gala? Because I've seen this headline about the Met Gala guest list, but I didn't actually click on it. I know you did. So what's up?
Always. Well, it's so interesting this September, because we have New York Fashion Week happening again. And we also have Toronto International Film Festival, TIFF, happening again for the first time since COVID. And we have the Met Gala happening on September 13th. So it's sort of the day after New York Fashion Week winds down. And it's really interesting because the Met Gala is always like the first Monday in May, right? It's so iconic. So the fact that it's in the fall, it's really interesting. And so it's
I wonder
actually
why they did that.
Because it couldn't happen in May with COVID. And I think the whole point of it is
it was just delayed. Yeah.
You know? So the theme for this year is In America, a Lexicon of Fashion. And it's going to delve into the modern vocab of American fashion. And so Vogue has tapped Timothy Chalamet, Billie Eilish, Amanda Gorman. She was the amazing poet who spoke at the inauguration, as well as Naomi Osaka to co-chair the event.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so of course we have the big players. Beyonce, Kim Kardashian are on the guest list. Obviously, Jennifer Lopez. So will Jennifer bring Ben? Like, that's my big thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. So it's like star-studded, right? But then there's a whole beauty side to it, too, where they have so many beauty influencers that are invited. And it's caused like kind of an uproar online. And people are creating like fake tables and drawing them out. And like, who would sit beside who? So I've been having a lot of fun, like just diving into all of that.
But you know what? I'm kind of thrown by this theme, right? It's like the fashion lexicon, because typically with the theme, it's very like everybody does their makeup and obviously their outfits to the theme. Like, what are they going to do for lexicon? Like, I'm imagining a lot of like Stephen Sprouse style, like words written like graffiti, you know, Basquiat, like that kind of a thing. But I don't know, like what for makeup, like I guess you could do that kind of like writing on the face, but not everyone can do that. It's just like, it's a bit tougher to riff on. Am I right?
I think so. But then there's also like so many memes and stuff like that that you could have fun with, like that guy that's like dude with a sign. And I always find that the themes are a little bit offbeat. Like camp was one of the latest ones, and that was pretty fun. But you just never know. Like Katy Perry could show up in a hamburger costume or dress. You just never know what's going to happen. And I'm personally very excited to see what people bring to the table. But yeah, TikTok star Addison Rae is going to be there, and YouTuber Emma Chamberlain. So yeah. I'm very intrigued by how this is going to be like a Met Gala 2.0.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that they're now super A-list.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You know, like to be right up there with like Timothy Chalamet. I mean, by the way, I cannot wait to see Dune. But yeah, like it's quite amazing. So that's something to look forward to. And I think like now that I really think about it, because I do think with Fashion Week, it's kind of, it's really up in the air, right? Like how they're doing it and what the crowds can look like. So maybe they also needed this like addendum to kind of like spice it up, you know, make it like really.
Sure.
Okay, that's interesting. Did I miss anything else? Any other hot topics that I need to get right up to speed here, Jill?
I mean, I don't know if I would say it's a hot topic necessarily, but what's been fascinating to me is that Marc Jacobs has been documenting his whole facelift journey on Instagram.
I am and like, so here for it.
And
I love
also,
this.
To the point of like tagging the doctor. I'm like, oh yeah, like give us everything. Like he's showing the good, the bad, and the ugly, his hyperbaric chamber afterwards to like heal. And you know, I think he looked great before, but he's going to be like extra snatch now, you know?
Yeah. No, I love this real kind of more transparency that he's doing. And I know we're going to talk about what's happening with his beauty line next week on Mariana's show. So stay tuned for that. We won't talk too much more about that. But I like this approach that's, you know, he's just being very real with it.
He talked to Vogue about it. It's just this whole new like transparent era around plastic surgery, because it's like this has been going on in New York circles forever, you know?
So of course.
He just happened to
but
like
it was
put
like
it out
he went
there.
Away somewhere. It was low key, or like I'm going to visit my sister in, you know, Nantucket, and then you come back and then it's like, wow, you look refreshed. I sure do. And you know, you don't talk about it beyond that. So anyway, I think we can't really finish talking about what's popping and what's exciting for fall without talking a little bit about products. And I'm curious to know, what's the number one fall launch that you're most excited to be trying? You know, we're going to do our big best of fall roundup episode. We don't have all the samples yet, guys. We're just like, it's coming together, but COVID delays, you know, it's going to be a little bit. But like, what are you most excited?
Personally, I'm most excited to try the JVN hairline. It actually just dropped yesterday and it's going to be at Sephora. And nothing really, as we record this, has been revealed online yet, except for a few campaign images on his website. But obviously, it's extremely inclusive and I'm just here for it, because it's like, is there any more person who is representative of inclusivity and sort of positivity. He's been a guest on our show. We absolutely loved everything he had to say about confidence. And, you know, but he's kind of going back to his roots here as a hairstylist. He has that practical experience, and it's backed by Amaris, which is the parent company of Biossance. So I think he just has the talent, the creative talent, the vision for it. And then he's also going to have this machine behind him to get the quality and the scale going right out of the gate.
Amazing. So it's going to be sort of all gendered, because you had talked about going back to his roots. But I think one thing on his show, Queer Eye, is that he really was sort of pegged in the beginning anyway as like the grooming guy. You know what I mean? Yep. Like he would give these old bros like a makeover, right? Who didn't use any beauty products or grooming products or anything like that. But this is really like his fully formed self, right? For everyone.
And his vision. Yes. I just sent you a little Slack there with the campaign visuals, and it just looks, it's all shot outside. It's very beautiful. People of all ages. There's a black woman in the campaign with gray hair. There's all hair types and textures. There's men, there's women. And it's got the hero ingredient, which is hemisqualane, which of course, being the same parent company as Biossance, they have all of that innovation. So I'll be curious to see how he incorporates that into hair health and everything.
I love this campaign. It's so beautiful.
If I was a betting person, I would bet that he would be one of the people at Sephora this year in that virtual panel. Like, I mean, why wouldn't he be? And also, if you go to his website at jvnhair.com, right now there's like a countdown page on there, but you can enter to win a chance to have your hair styled by Jonathan himself, which I think is a really genius idea.
Dream come true, dream come true. That's so smart. Just to like add buzz and get the consumer involved instead of just like, it's always toward the media, right? It's like, here, let's come and treat you right about it. But it's like, it's great to offer a lot of excitement to the consumer as well. So I love that.
So that's got me really pumped.
And actually, it's funny that you mentioned that, because the product that I'm most excited to try is also from a celebrity range, which I don't think typically you or I would have predicted this, but mine is from Rare Beauty, and they are just launching their first mascara. Mm-hmm. So, of course, that line launched a year ago. It's dropping on August 31st, so that'll be yesterday from when this show drops. It's called the Perfect Strokes Universal Volumizing Mascara, and it was a year in the making. And I'm just excited because I'm a fan of Rare Beauty. Like, I really like a lot of the formulas. I know we've talked about this many times before. I love the blush. I love the foundation, the lippies. I think they're so great. I'm sure a lot of it is like Kendo and their R&D from Sephora about what people want. But that's okay. I just, you know, I was never like a big Selena Gomez super fan, but I just really like this line. So I'm excited to try the mascara. And yeah, absolutely. Come on anytime, Selena, let's do this. But yeah, I'm excited for it. And I'll be honest, like when I'm looking out at what's coming this fall, I'm not seeing a huge amount of innovation or newness, in my opinion. I still have more research and reach outs to do, but I feel like there's just been a lot of COVID delays, and I don't know, unless it's really top secret and under wraps. I don't know.
Yeah, I think there is a lot coming.
Bang in fall. We'll see.
I think it's coming. I just think there's a lot under wraps right now. I really do.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Fleur and Bee. So I want to tell you about a cute little skincare line that I just discovered called Fleur and Bee. It's all natural, vegan, and cruelty-free, also free of parabens and artificial fragrances. But what I really like about it is the fact that it's rich in lovely, nourishing botanicals, which my sensitive, dehydrated skin just drinks right up. Usually for premium skincare in the clean beauty aisle, you're paying more. But with Fleur and Bee, you're paying about half the price of the other guys, and there's even free shipping with every single order. Now, if you're a regular listener, you know that we always like to zone in on a brand's bestseller and what makes it so damn good. It's like the gateway product to the whole line, right? So insider intel right here. If you want to start with just one Fleur and Bee product, it's got to be the Eyes Baby Eye Cream. Hands down, 21 actives are packed into this little jar, and they all work together to help reduce puffiness, wrinkles, and dark circles, brightening up my sleepy eyes. You know, I'm lazy slash busy, not to mention I have like one wonky eye, so I need all the help I can get. But that's not all. No, 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 no. Fleur and Bee donates 1% of every sale to Days for Girls, which provides menstrual care and education to girls in need. Kind of awesome. So to check out their line of natural skincare products, just head to fleurandbee.com. That's FLEURANDBEE.com. To sweeten the deal, you can use code BREAKING and get 15% off. Just head to fleurandbee.com. That's FLEURANDBEE.com to place your order now. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to today's guest.
Of course, I'm most excited to try JVN's products when they get in my hands, but I want to tell our audience about a product that I did get to try, and it was so popular in the UK that it sold out in 2 days.
Oh, okay. What's that?
It's just launching in the US and Canada right now, and this is the Dyson Supersonic Hair Dryer, which many of you may know and love, but their latest incarnation comes with 5 attachments. And one of those attachments is actually brand new. It's called the Flyaway Attachment. This particular attachment, I think you've never seen anything like it before. I'm going to hold it up to the camera and show you how it goes on. Ta-da! Just clicks right in. It's a magnetic attachment.
Okay, this is like nothing I've ever seen before, you guys. It looks like Captain Hook's hook, except like the Dyson matte pewter version of it. Or maybe like half of a roller for your hair or something, because it's a semicircle.
Yes. So the whole point with this attachment, Carlene, is that it's meant to hide flyaways without extreme heat. And so Dyson engineers actually gathered in excess of like over a billion individual pieces of professional styling data captured from 10,000 hours of professional stylist trials. And they observed more than 420 stylists over 80 salons around the world to create this attachment.
Whoa.
They understood the assignment. They do their homework, right?
They always overdo it on the research, right? They're engineers. It's
like,
hilarious.
It's like, it's so nerdy. It's so funny. Mm-hmm. And so basically this attachment, it uses the Coanda effect. And so if you know and love the air wrap, that also uses the Coanda effect. It's basically conducting the airflow around the barrel of the air wrap, or in this case, around this new attachment to style your hair without extreme heat. So it's using the power of the airflow to style your hair rather than heat.
Coanda and so, effect. That name just kills me right there. It's just not hot like a curling iron where, you know, if you were to use like a curling iron to, that's what I use sometimes to press down those flyaways. That was like a hairstylist hack that I learned, just to press it down like close to my scalp. But of course, that can sometimes burn your scalp. So I guess this one wouldn't.
Yeah. And also I've done that hack too for different TV segments and stuff where you're on HD television and it's like your hair still, you still see the fuzz. It's so annoying. So with this attachment, I was like, oh, do I really need this? It's like, it's a finishing tool, right? Like it's not drying your hair. It's the step you do at the very end. So I was like, I don't know. I don't know if this is, if it's a need or a want.
Worth
so
the anyway, extra I used, step. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did it and I was like shook how satin silky my hair was after one pass. And like I mentioned, it does have a large surface area. So basically like you blow dry your hair and then you pop this on at the end, you turn on your blow dryer once more and you just do single passes all the way around your head from the root to the end. And it totally tames all of the flyaways. And so if you have any like little breakage around the hairline or at the roots at all, like it's invisible. So what they do is this Coanda effect, this airflow, it's actually, it's got that unique curved head. So it's gently like attracting longer hairs to the forefront. And then it hides the breakaways and flyaways that can often stand out just with using air. And it's one pass. It takes no time at all. So basically this attachment I would use in place of even doing hair straightening on occasion because it gave me enough polish and my hair looked done. And I felt like I cheated the system because I didn't like do my hair, quote unquote.
Yeah.
It was just like, this attachment did all of the work for me.
It's like you already have the hairdryer out. You can just switch up the attachment and finish it off instead of like plugging in a whole new device, right? So I'm hearing is it's worth the $40, even though normally I can't even imagine paying for an extra nozzle. Like you just don't see that. But with Dyson, they make you want to, right? And I'm sure Jen Atkin has like, this is probably how she gets like the glassy bobs these days, all the things, Kourtney Kardashian, whatever.
All of the things. The attachment is $40 US, $50 Canadian. But then from now on, whenever you buy the Dyson Supersonic in the box, it will come with the 5 different attachments, including the flyaway attachment. So if you're looking ahead to the holidays or you want to like send someone a hint of like what you want and you've always wanted to splurge on the Supersonic, now it's like even more bang for your buck because you're getting
new
5 attachments as well. And I'd say the one drawback, Carlene, is that I heard a lot of people online saying, I really wish this attachment came with the air wrap rather than this hair dryer. So that's fair because it does feel like more of a styling tool.
That's true. I wouldn't be surprised if that's coming next. Yeah, like right in time for the holidays. They'll probably roll that out.
Yeah. It's so interesting because I was Googling around about this product and I could tell that, you know how like Google sort of auto-populates what people are Googling? A lot of people were Googling, is there a new Dyson hairdryer this season? And so I just think the perception is that it's almost like an iPhone, right? There's got to be a new one coming. What's the next incarnation of the Dyson Supersonic hairdryer? It's not like the Dyson Supersonic hairdryer 12, but people are expecting that level and turnover of innovation from this brand.
Yeah, well, that's when you reach iconic tech status, I suppose. So guys, that was like a mini damn goods right there. You know, we're going to hit you with the full fall roundup later this month. But Jill, I wanted to check in since this is like an end of summer, you know, update. Is there anything that you recommended at any time this year in a damn goods episode that you still use or like you've rebought?
Oh yeah. Recently or what's in my cart right now is the Rene Rouleau anti-bump solution. And that was... when we talked to her for the adult acne episode. And I had used it in the past, but not very consistently. And so I have been using it and I love it. And I
do you notice a difference?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because it's just like those deep cystic bumps, like it's hell. They hurt so much.
Yeah.
And so when you find something that will just make those go down and not even hurt so much, and like I'm really trying not to like try to force them out. So I will be rebuying that. And yeah, there's tons of stuff over the years that I just go back and I buy it because we do try so many things.
I know. It's like there's only so much space that you have on your face, like the face real estate, you know? Mm-hmm. I find oftentimes I'm testing also like the products that we feature in our ads. We test all those products. We use them ourselves or we wouldn't be talking about them. We take them just as seriously as our other recommendations. So, but actually one thing I've been wearing all summer is one of our previous advertisers. We're not doing a campaign with them anymore. So I don't even know if we still have like a promo code or whatever. But this necklace, this isn't a beauty product, guys. It's this necklace from Ana Luisa. You know, the one with this like jade colored stone. And it's like,
I had to look it up. Venturine is how you say it.
Okay. So this is called the Miche. And I've honestly worn it every single day since I put it on and talked about it in the ad. And I haven't taken it off. And the reason why I wanted to just like update people because it's 14 karat plated. It's not like solid gold and they upcycle materials, which I think is great. But I wasn't sure how it was going to last with like swimming and showering. And I sleep with it on, I shower with it on. I've taken it to the cottage and it just really stands up. I think it goes with everything. And I just honestly love it. I know it's not a beauty product, but I just really have loved it all summer. So I wanted to tell you guys that. And they still have their summer sale. It's 20% off on their website. It's called The Miche. I have no idea. Like, I think our promo code was for 20% off anyway. I'll still stick it in the show notes because if you want to support our show, you can buy it through there. It's the same discount, but you just support our show as well. Yeah, but that's not why I wanted to share it. I wanted to share it because I just love it so much.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about with the damn goods. So
I have received a lot of compliments on. I have a pair of the drop earrings with that same stone. It's called Aventurine. It's like a jade-esque color.
I thought about getting the earrings and I didn't. Do you wear them? Are you trying to get rid of them?
I've been getting so many compliments on them. And I have a ring from Ana Luisa too. And so many people have asked me where I got it. And so I've given them all of our codes. So we'll see. But
I'm going to have to go back for the earrings, I think.
Yeah, they're really great. They're great. They're called the Dobby style if people are looking for them.
So guys, that's it for today's end of summer update episode. We are working fast and furiously trying to bring you some amazing fall content. I don't know if we can give any teasers on like what we have on deck. What do you think, Jill?
We have a couple of very exciting makeup artists that are going to be on deck. And next week we have fellow pod fam, Mariana Hewitt, like you mentioned, Carlene, and we just really enjoyed our chat with her. And I think you guys will too. She's so iconic in the industry. And stay tuned for more merch drops, like we mentioned. And all of the things that we talked about today, we'll be linking to over on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com. That's getting a bit of a refresh too any day now. So we're going to try to make it easier for you guys to shop the show, and because that's a huge request that we've been getting over the last few years of doing this. And if you have any requests for guests or topics, or if you liked this type of format where it's a bit more loose, where we're talking about some news, some hot topics, some products, let us know. And also last month we did our speed round where we crammed a lot into one episode, and it seems like people like that, but let us know if you thought there were any pros or cons to it, that format.
Yeah, maybe you want more detail and you want extended reviews, or maybe you like them short and snappy, but I can't promise that we're going to do 20 every month because I can't personally test that many products. So they'll just be shorter episodes. Let us know what you think. As always, we love to hear from you and enjoy the last days of summer. See you next week.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.